This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schellenberger. The number of positive coronavirus cases in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta skyrocketed this weekend. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 17 new cases Saturday and Sunday, marking the biggest spike in cases since mid-August. All 17 patients are currently self-isolating. At least 12 of those cases have been in close contact with prior positive cases. The news comes 2 weeks after YKHC set its previous record number of cases in one day. 5 people confirmed positive after coming into contact with people who had already tested positive. YKHC has announced 78 positive cases since March, and 26 of them are currently active. There have also been 2 deaths since July. The most recent death was announced last week, the first village resident, who the state identified as a male in his 50s. YKHC urges everyone to remain vigilant and practice all known protective measures against COVID-19. Protective measures include avoiding all non-essential travel, regularly washing hands, staying 6 feet away from non-household members, wearing a mask when in public, and disinfecting high-touch surfaces. Everyone traveling into the region can get tested for the virus for free at the Bethel, Antioch, and St. Mary's airports. Free testing is also offered at the Bethel Hospital parking lot every Wednesday from noon to 4 p.m. No appointment is needed. And in more school news, active COVID-19 cases are currently being seen in a number of places in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, and they are forcing schools to close. The Kuspuk School District, along the Upper Kuskokwim River, announced that all schools will stay closed for the next 2 weeks, beginning today until September 7th. In a press release sent yesterday afternoon, Superintendent James Anderson wrote that the decision was made on the recommendation of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation due to a possible COVID-19 case in Crooked Creek and another in Antioch. He says parents would receive further information from the individual schools regarding plans for education. Kuskokwim School District's announcement comes a week after the Lower Kuskokwim School District announced students in Bethel would start the school year remotely because of the high number of COVID-19 cases in the city. And as KYUK's Greg Kim reports, there are even more YK Delta villages where COVID-19 cases threaten to keep schools closed.
The Yupit School District along the Middle Kuskokwim River includes schools in Akiak, Akiachuk, and Tuluksak. 2 of those schools opened to students August 12th. But Tuluksak delayed opening because someone in the village tested positive for COVID-19. Superintendent Cassandra Bennett says that's what the district's strategy requires.
All 3 tribes are in agreement that if anyone in the village gets it, we shut down.
At least 4 other villages in the YK Delta have COVID-19 cases threatening school closures. Nunapichuk is in lockdown, and LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankin says classes will start remotely there. In St. Mary's, on the Yukon River, an active COVID-19 case already has students also learning from home there, according to City Administrator Walton Smith. And close by, in the Lower Yukon School District, schools are scheduled to open September 8th, but cases of COVID-19 in Ammonek and Nunam Ikwa threaten to upset those plans. Superintendent Gene Stone is hoping the cases recover before then.
We're still maintaining the yellow designation for that.
Yellow status or medium risk is the goal. It allows a mix of in-classroom and remote education. But the rules are hazy on what it would take to return to medium risk after an active COVID-19 case in a village. In Tuluksak, Yupit Superintendent Bennett says they are starting off by testing everyone in the community and monitoring people's symptoms. And then, she says, she'd leave the ultimate decision to reopen to health professionals.
We follow the leadership of YKHC.
All the districts in the region have been following the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's recommendation to some degree. LKSD, along with the Lower Yukon, Kuspuk, Yupik, and Chivac school districts, are all requiring their teachers to get tested and quarantine for 14 days. Plus, they're all implementing plans to limit students' interactions to smaller groups. St. Mary's School District did not respond to requests for comment. The Lower Yukon School District is the only district KYUK talked with that is not mandating face masks. Instead, Superintendent Stone says teachers are required to wear face shields and students are encouraged to wear masks.
Ensuring that kids are comfortable enough to learn and, you know, given where we are and within our sites, the pretty low level of activity in terms of active cases.
the Lower Yukon and Yupik school districts have eliminated sports activities entirely to start the year. Chivac and Kuspuk will only have cross-country practice since it's outdoors. The outlier is LKSD, which is participating in some indoor sports with intervillage travel and competition. Superintendent Hankins says the district is requiring 10 feet of distance between athletes.
There's plans in place in the practice protocols for cleaning, for participant screening, for taking care of the facility and the equipment, for face coverings, for hygiene.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation says the precautions school districts are taking are well and good, but CEO and President Dan Winkleman says there are two glaring gaps in some of their plans with testing and tracking.
Where you're testing your staff with frequency, and you're also testing your students with frequency, and then you're also tracking the whereabouts of everyone in that school. And it's not just the whereabouts of where they are during the day, but where they go on the weekends. And without that, there's certain risk, definitely risk.
Winkleman acknowledges this will take a lot of work.
It's tough. It's going to be very difficult.
But he said most village health clinics have some testing capability, and his organization can help. LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins says the district has begun communicating with YKHC about testing its teachers periodically throughout the year. As for tracking everyone's locations at all times, she said schools would try their best.
When our staff is out, that's easy to know and sort of easy to track. What's not as easy is if a student has or a family takes a trip and they don't communicate that with the school. We really need cooperation and partnership on that.
The plans that districts create this year to keep their schools safe will either be of paramount importance or irrelevant if kids can't go to class. As of now, students in at least a dozen communities in the YK Delta will be starting school from home. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.